Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this. It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete list, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And Tom, let's kick things off on this Friday with a little visit about livestock futures. And, well, not such a great day for cattle futures once again yesterday. Lower across the board for both the live cattle and feeder cattle.
That's right, Dave. We saw yesterday live cattle make new lows for the week with triple-digit losses. The feeder cattle also had triple-digit losses and made new lows for the calendar year of 2016. We did see some cash cattle trade back on Wednesday at 134, but yesterday it dropped to 133. We saw choice box beef 16 cents higher yesterday, select boxes up 2 cents on a total movement of 149 lows. Cattle kill 105,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 27 cents. Now, today at 12 noon is expiration of the February lean hog futures and option contracts. At the close yesterday, April live cattle, $2.27 lower. March feeders down 97 cents, and April lean hogs were $1.10 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about grain futures now, and why don't you kind of recap just exactly what happened on those grains yesterday?
Well, Dave, the wheat, corn, and soybean, I should say the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex had early session upside, but only the soybeans, the meal, and the bean oil were able to close positive. There was no fresh price positive news yesterday that generated the upside that we saw take place in our soybean complex. It was more of a technically driven rally yesterday. We also saw yesterday March crude oil make a new low at 26.05. We also saw yesterday a stock market trade back very close to the January lows. Now, overnight, we have seen mixed trading in our grain markets, but our corn has seen extremely large corn trading volume. At the moment, the March KC wheat's up 2¾. March corn down a half a penny. March soybeans down a penny and a half. March cotton's 15 points higher. March crude oil is trading $1.29 higher. The March dollar index is up 28 cents. And March Dow Jones futures holding 102 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this week. Tom Lepler is back with us on Monday, and until then, for Tom, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.